saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus hath fled? Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flames shall not hurt thee, I only design thy cross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
When this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. And then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, fly away.
For the church triumphant is alive and well. Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. For we've settled the question and we've made our choice. Let the anthem ring out, songs of victory swell, for the church triumphant is alive and well. This old ship's been through some battles before. Storms and tempests and rocks on the shore. Though the hull may be battered, inside it's safe and dry. It will carry its cargo to the port in the sky. Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. For we've settled the question and we've made our choice. Let the anthem ring out. Songs of victory swell. For the church triumphant is alive and well. Let the church be the church. Let the people rejoice. For we've settled the question and we've made our choice. Let the anthem ring out. Songs of victory swell. For the church triumphant is alive and well. For the church triumphant, the church triumphant is alive and well.
Savior bids his children in. Only those will go who are saved from sin. Nothing evil there in that land so fair, where the saints and saved abide. All around the throne we'll shout and sing, making melody and praises ring. Cares will pass away on that wondrous day when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide
and the Savior says to come inside, what a joyful sound shouting all around as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Hear his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When we sail across the mystic sea, angels there will welcome you and me. We shall join the song of the ransomed throng on the shining glory side. All our troubles gone forevermore, safely anchored on fair heaven's shore. Happy we shall be, what a jubilee, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide
and the Savior says to come inside, what a joyful sound shouting all around as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Hear his banner bear, then his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. Soon we'll look upon the Savior's face. We will thank him for his saving grace. Prostrate we will fall, for he did it all. We will give our crowns to him. Then we'll sing and shout forevermore, thankful just to be on that fair shore. When we all get there, heaven we will share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide
and the Savior says to come inside.
What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave his life to pay the cost. Here is better bear than his glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender, we are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're doing well out there in YouTube land. We're on YouTube here and just checking in with all of you here. And I've got to talk to you about a few things here, and I'll say hi first. But, you know, it's interesting to me that, you know, just the things that are going on in our world today. Obviously, the Lord just brought something out. It was just glaring at me, and I had to deal with it. And that's why I'm bringing it on today here. But anyway, let's just see who's all out here in YouTube land here. Pilgrim Lady, Joe McDonald, Elijah Morgan, Becca, Betty. How are you, Betty? Carl Winters. America Montesidosa. My lovely wife is on. Mary Teresa is on. Land Mammal, I do not know who you are. Will you please come to Owatonna and street preach at the parks? Well, we'll street preach at the public areas that we can, but sometime I'm sure we'll make it to Owatonna. We haven't yet, but that doesn't mean we don't. Well, actually, that's not true. I've been to Owatonna. There's a video of me preaching in Owatonna. It is one of the most famous OPBC videos ever. It even made the Alex Jones show. How about that? And it is this one right here.
You have placed a demonstration.
This is a public street, and I've not violated any rights.
You have placed
I've not violated any laws. Have I broken any laws?
You have placed a demonstration down there. We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
And is there anybody down there?
We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Hang on. Brother Paul. One at a time. Okay. So basically,
are you ordering me to leave?
That's what I'm asking.
We're allowing you to demonstrate down
there. That's not a question. I need a direct answer.
We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Are you ordering me to leave?
We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Right down there.
That's a waste of time.
Not getting arrested. We're not moving. I mean, I guess
we're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Right down there.
I know, and I'm asking you if
we're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Okay, I guess.
Allowing you to demonstrate down there.
All right.
If we're not getting arrested, then we're not moving.
We're allowing you to demonstrate down there.
Violated any laws?
I understand. That's what I'm.
Wait a minute! You don't allow me to do anything, buddy. Place you to demonstrate down there. Place you to demonstrate down there. Right down there. We're allowing you to demonstrate down there. Well, wasn't that an interesting time? So I have preached in Owatonna, just so you know. And almost 190,000 people watched this guy say the same thing to me over and over and over and over again. Ah, good times. Surely, surely good times. Okay, well, and here's some new videos that I put on. Just so, this is a vintage old PBC video right here.
Glory of God for the wages of
look at that beard.
Yeah. Heaven, hell. That's the judgment of God on our
sin. Look at that beard.
Our sin is a transgression of God's law. Oh, and for the wages of that sin.
Look at that guy.
The Bible says we're broken down the perishing kingdom of heaven. Repent ye therefore
my wife
and be
said
converted
that,
that your sins may be blotted
the
out. Sin is the problem.
Right there.
Sin is man's problem. Sin is the problem, and drunkenness and fornication and wickedness and idolatry is the problem. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. There is a judgment of God coming. There is, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord.
Right there.
That is the. But there is a judgment of God coming upon sin, for that all have sinned and come short. What sin, the transgression of the law.
That's right. That's what Jacob calls me, Grizzly Cooley, in that picture. Anyway, so that's some new videos up there. This is Grandpa Cooley right here.
Down they'll go.
Grandpa Grizzly.
When Jesus Christ comes, none of it counts. Only the blood counts.
That's right.
The blood of Jesus Christ is in the Bible, folks.
The only effective.
It's there.
That's right. Ain't no water going to save
ready, Brother
anybody.
Paul.
Here we go. And who could forget this? This is them dancing to their over their abortions. They're murdering of babies.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
I should not have to be here.
It makes as much sense as what's in my ears. I gotta tell you guys.
That is just sick.
Tell me.
Back in the day, right there. Oh, yeah, there it is. Anyway, Still preaching the same thing years later. Still doing the same thing. Praise God. Still out there. All right. Well, hi to Anna and Ramden Shell. Good to see you. AKA the redneck, I think. That's him. Housing prices are crazy. Yeah, I know. They're hiding my videos. I know it. I know it. But that's okay. We will truck on like Elijah Morgan. We will truck on. All right, are you guys ready? I got to show you some weird stuff, man. Weird stuff that happened. Well, first, before we get to that, let's get to the scriptures first. And then we'll get to the weird stuff. The Bible warned us of something, and I'm always banging this drum. Okay? I'm always banging this drum and warning you. Cold in here. I got to turn that off. I'm always banging this drum and warning you about false Christ. That the Bible warns us about those antichrists that will come. Please listen to me. It is not the out and out Bible deniers or atheists. Not at all. It is the Antichrist figures that so come close to who Christ is or mix in. Mix in the true Jesus with the false ones. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him another Jesus. And that's really who's being preached. And another Jesus will lead you to do some very bad things. Okay? If another Jesus is presented, if you follow that Jesus, lead you to do some bad things. Very bad things. Let's look at the Bible here. I think it's Matthew. Oops. Here it is. Matthew 24. For there shall arise, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, and wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. You know, there are many different chambers. I'm going to turn this thing off. Hang on a second. There You know, there are many different chambers. The chambers of your imagery the Bible talks about. Ezekiel, I think it's chapter 8, talks about that. Deals with that. Yeah. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. See, there's another Jesus they're teaching. Teaching another Christ. Not teaching the one in the Bible. Mm-mm. They're teaching another one. And that other Jesus is going to lead you astray. And if it were possible, even the elect would be fooled. But we can't be fooled because we have the Holy Ghost. So we'll know what Jesus, the Bible speaks of. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. They're following this Jesus. This other Jesus, these false Christs that arise. And it leads to death. There are many antichrists. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. There are many antichrists in the world today. And here we find many that the Bible warns us of. And see, those, if you have a false perception of who Christ is, it'll lead you into sin. If you have a false Jesus and not the one found in the scriptures, it leads you to sin, friend. There's many people that follow the Jesus of the ecumenical movement and other such ones. And they follow them and their pernicious ways. And that's what we're seeing. Now, I want to show you this from the other day. This is what piqued my interest Friday. Noah Green, U.S. Capitol attacker, was supporter of Nation of Islam, had posted about Satan and called the U.S. government enemy number one of black people. Well, he's probably not wrong about that in some ways. However, I want to zero in on a few things. See, he has a perverted and skewed view of the truth. This man is the man that attacked the Capitol. The man who carried out a vehicle attack at the U.S. Capitol, killing a police officer, was identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. Noah Green was shot dead by law enforcement officers after the attack. According to local media reports, now removed Facebook and Instagram accounts of Green suggests he was an adherent of the Nation of Islam sect, which had been denounced by mainstream Muslims. He also posted about Satan and called the U.S. government enemy number one. Well, I post about Satan too, but I don't want to kill anybody. Right? See how Satan wants to use these things to make us look like a bunch of kooks? To make us look like a bunch of freaks? To make us look like a bunch of murderers? That's the goal. To make us look bad. That's what it's about. Now, he said this, I've been tried with some of the biggest and unimaginable tests in my life. I'm currently now unemployed after I left my job, partly due to afflictions, the Capitol attacker reported posted. His post also revealed that he was a supporter of Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam. My face is centered on belief of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as Jesus, the Messiah, the final reminder in our midst, under the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brought forth by Allah, he had posted. So basically, in other words, I'm going to open this door, get some air in here. In other words, he is basically saying, he is basically saying that Jesus is this Elijah Muhammad, is Farrakhan. That's what he's saying. That's the teaching that he has. So, what does the Nation of Islam teach? And how is it connected to Aleister Crowley, UFOs, Dianetics? How are these all connected together? Well, you could tell by the gospel that they preach or what they hold to, what their connection is, what Jesus they represent. It's not the one of the Bible. It's not the one that you and I hold to. Right? It's another one. It's a different one. So, the current leader is Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. And when you read about what he believes and what he holds to, then you'll begin to understand. Just what their doctrine is and who they follow. The leading figure in rejecting Wallace's Muhammad's reforms was Louis Farrakhan, who with other disaffected members began to reestablish the Nation of Islam in 1977. Born in the Bronx to Caribbean migrants, Farrakhan had been a nightclub singer prior to joining the original nation in 1955. In 64, he had become the minister of the Nation of Islam's Harlem Temple, and in 1967, a national representative of Elijah Muhammad. Under Wallace Muhammad's leadership, Farrakhan was relocated to Chicago, widely seen as a demotion. Farrakhan presented himself as Elijah Muhammad's true successor. His followers described Wallace's Muhammad leadership as the fall. Farrakhan's NOI spent the first several years focusing on rebuilding. The fruit of Islam was reestablished. In 1979, Farrakhan established a newspaper, The Final Call. which by 1994 had a circulation of 500,000. In 1981, Farrakhan's Nation held its first convention, and its membership began to increase rapidly in the mid-1980s. It was able to buy much of the property owned by its predecessor, including the Chicago Palace and the Stony Island Mosque. Now listen to what Farrakhan claimed, and it's no different than the Charismatics or any of the other nut jobs that we've covered in the past. They're all virtually the same. They all have another Jesus, another spirit that they've received. Farrakhan claimed that in 1985 at Tepotzotlan in Mexico, he was teleported aboard the mother plane and there was given advice on the future of the nation. Masonic elements and numerology came to play an important part in Farrakhan's speeches. Farrakhan's Nation expanded his international network, including building links in Africa. Particularly strong links were built between Farrakhan and the Ghanaian president, Jerry Rawlings. Under Farrakhan, the NOI adopted more elements of mainstream Islamic orthopraxy, although not the extent of Wallace's Muhammad. So, Farrakhan, what he does is, he says that he was teleported by spirit. He was brought up, he was teleported, and he was taken and given advanced revelation. Sound familiar? Joseph Smith, Masonic. Russell, Masonic. Mary Baker Eddy, all the occultic people, Ellen G. Witch, all the Masonic people, all those esoteric people, all those people that worship like that, they get an advanced revelation. Devils tell them something different than God's word says. Or devils tell them to add something to God's word. I marvel, Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. See, it's the same plan. It's the same battle plan that they use. In 2010, Farrakhan announced his embrace of Dianetics and has actively encouraged Nation of Islam members to undergo auditing from the Church of Scientology. Auditing is a process whereby the auditor takes an individual through times in their current or past lives with the purpose of ridding the individual of negative influences from past events or behaviors. Auditing is meant to bring the individual into a clear status. Auditing is meant to bring the individual to a clear status. Thus, an individual being audited is known as a PC or pre-clear. Auditing was invented by L. Ron Hubbard, who was a disciple of Aleister Crowley. See? L. Ron Hubbard was invented by L. Ron Hubbard as an integral part of Dianetics. Auditing also became a core practice in Hubbard's religion, Scientology. The E-meter, a device to measure electrodermal activity, became an integral part of auditing in the religion. According to the Church of Scientology, one formal definition of auditing is the action of asking a person a question which he can understand and answer, getting an answer to that question, and acknowledging him or her for that answer. Hubbard claimed auditing provided many benefits, including unsupported medical or psychological health effects. In the 1950s, several people were arrested for practicing medicine without a license. So, in essence, this is mind control. That's what that is. In essence, what's being talked about is mind control. That's what it is. Now, do you remember that article we just talked about? Let's see, maybe I... Let's see here. Give me a second. Here it is. What did he say? What did he say? Let's see. Let me go back up what he said. He talked about, and maybe it's not this article, but in another one, he talked about mind control. I can't find it exactly where I was at. See, what this guy didn't realize was he was being mind controlled. Those were the handlers, and they were mind controlling these people. So the Nation of Islam is sending people over to the Dianetics people, the Church of Scientology or whatever, Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard's group, sending them over there to be mind-controlled slaves. Well, now that's interesting. Farrakhan praised L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Dianetics and Scientology, stating that his ideas were exceedingly valuable to every Caucasian person on Earth. Nation of Islam sister Charlene Mohammed received the Dianetics Auditor of the Year. She got the Mind Control of the Year award. Are you following me? Are you following me what these witches do? Look, it matters what Jesus you serve. It matters what religion you hold to. It matters whether you follow the Christ of the Bible or not. Because these guys are a bunch of witches. They're a bunch of witches. Farrakhan is a nasty old devil, is what he is. He's a nasty old devil that calls himself Christ. Let's see. Look at Farrakhan's address here, the evolution from man into God.
Worthwhile observing, and it is only Allah.
They are a bunch of Masonic devils, is who they are. That's who they are, and that's what they preach. They are Masonic devils. Now, with it, he says a lot of truthful things about conspiracies, but that's what the Masons do. You see, the Jesuit order, the Masonic order, which we'll get back to, maybe the Jesuit order, maybe Wednesday, we'll get back to them dirty Jesuits. But anyway, for right now, let's continue on with this. Here's the thing. They know exactly what they're doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Sending them to a bunch of white handlers for mind control. Now, you have L. Ron Hubbard, who Farrakhan says, man, he's a pretty good guy. Think about that. Think about that. Because Farrakhan is recommending a witch. A mind control witch preaching another gospel. What is he doing? He is a black handler. So for anyone, any black man that does see the wickedness of the culture, does see the wickedness of the white man trying to put them down, does see all those things, Farrakhan's there to use them. Farrakhan's there to distract them, to co-opt them. He's there to take them and to co-opt them. It's their MO. That's how those antichrists work. They come in, they creep in, they take over. Here's what they believe. The sociologist of religion, David V. Barrett, noted that the nation's theology is very distinct and extremely detailed. Although the nation professes commitment to monotheistic ideas of a single God, its discourse refers to multiple gods. What gospel is he preaching? The same one Satan preached in the Garden of Eden. And what gospel is that? That you can be a God in your flesh. The evolution from man into God. Look what they say. The nation is suing various conflicting statements. In the nation's theology, gods are anthropomorphic, taking human form. What does that sound like? The JWs. The JWs believe Jesus is that. They believe in multiple gods in that sense. So do the Mormons, by the way. That's all Masonic. A central tenet is that God is a black man. In the 1965 book Message to Black Men, Elijah Muhammad wrote that God is a man and we just cannot make him other than a man, lest we make him an inferior one. For man's intelligence has no equal in other than man. His wisdom is infinite, capable of accomplishing anything that his brain can conceive. That's a lie. A spirit is subject to us and not we to the spirit. Elijah Muhammad taught that there is no spiritual realm and that the material universe is all that there is. The NOI does not teach the existence of an afterlife and instead focuses its place on living a good life. What's that? The gospel of good works. It's another gospel. That's what it is. Right? In the nation's teaching, the first God to come into being consciously created himself in the form of a black man. The NOI also believes that the history can be divided into two distinct cycles, each of which is ruled by a new God who takes over his predecessor. The nation regards its founder. These gods have differing abilities and degrees of power. The nation regards its founder, Fard Muhammad, No, that's not fart, Mohammed. That's fard. F-A-R-D. That is not fart. F-A-R-T. That is fard. Not fart, Mohammed. Okay? I know that there are a ton of teenagers snickering right now and laughing. Because it is not fart. It is fard. Okay? All right. Here we go. As the latest of these gods, or God in person, they believe that he is the first god to have the same powers as the inaugural god, namely, the ability to return the universe to its primordial darkness and then recreate it. For he has developed the divine capacity innate to black people to the maximum degree. And thus, there is the reoccurring idea that God is a man and man is a God, that God has a presence inside human individuals. It teaches that the black race in its natural state is divine. According to its teaching, knowledge or self is a key for black people to realize their inner divinity. The inner divinity. See that? You're a god. Oh, let's not forget. Let's not forget they just preach Satan's gospel, packaged a little different, catered to that race, catered to the blacks. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. According to its teachings, the black races of God are a nation of gods. Elijah Muhammad once said that all Muslims are Allah's. Sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? How about it? Does it sound familiar? I think it does. You know, there's something about it, and I don't know what it is. I've preached like 20-some messages, but it's like the Lord impresses upon me and has given me a gift to out these Antichrist figures. And it's like it's a ministry. Like Pastor Hoggard has a prophetic ministry, you know, the prophetic ministry research. He does the numbers. He does other things. It seems like the Lord has blessed me with that to preach on that Antichrist and to just hammer it away and deal with those false Christs. I've been bruised by some of those false little prophets, Antichrists. That's why they get mad at me and hate my guts. But praise be to God, as long as he gives breath in these lungs, I'm going to continue to preach it. According to its teachings, knowledge of self is key for black people to realize their inner divinity. The NOI thus teaches that by following its teachings, one can recognize one's inner godliness. Elijah Muhammad taught that humans could develop parapsychological powers and claim that he personally had telepathic abilities. And I don't think he's lying. I believe he's telling the truth because it was devils that gave him the power to do it. They do it. faithful servants of Christ, this is a branch. A cultic branch, just another devil. It's as devilish as regular Islam, or worse. They're all devils. And though the Nation of Islam does not, or though traditional Islam does not embrace it, it's just as wicked as hell. It's just another cult. It doesn't matter how far off the train they are. They're all dying and going to hell without Christ, the true Christ of the Bible. You're right. It's not typical Islam. That's what makes it more dangerous for some people. In this, it differs from the mainstream Islamic belief in fundamental ontological divide between humanity and God. In mainstream Islam, Allah is always portrayed as eternal and non-anthropomorphic, which is at odds with the theology of the NOI. The Nation teaches that in the beginning there was nothing but darkness, then 76 trillion years ago. I wonder where they got that number. You call them devils and they call us devils. Yes, I call them devils. And if you follow them, I call you a devil too. If you follow that, I call you a devil too. That's what I call them. But only I have the word of God to back up what I'm saying, Jack. What do you have to back up what you're saying? I've got the words of God that I prove straight up. Straightforward that's what they stand for. What do you have? Good. I'm glad you agree with it. Make it known and very plain. Because I'm going to tell you what. You may not like me when I say things like this, but I'll put up with zero amount of Antichrist on this channel. Zero amount of it. Not even the least bit. And I don't care who it makes mad. It don't matter to me. You can shout or pout. I get paid the same. I ain't putting up with it. I don't put up with that mealy mouth, that mixture of wussiness when it comes to standing up against false doctrine and a bunch of devils that are leading men to hell. I have a no-nonsense approach to it. Absolutely no-nonsense approach to it. Because men are going to hell while people want to play patty cake with devils, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't want anybody to be confused. When they hear this, I want them to understand plain. These people, according to the word of God, are a bunch of witches. They're a bunch of satanic, devil-possessed people that are leading millions of people to hell. And I can't speak bad enough about it. Nor straightforward enough about it. Then 76 trillion years ago, the first God willed himself into being. Ah. So, in other words, their God was a man that willed himself into being. Kabbalistic nonsense and garbage. Masonic garbage from the pit of hell. Spooky, absolute, fruity garbage is all it is. Nonsense. Nonsense. Oh, I'll get kicked off eventually, whatever. In the cosmological account, this god chose his skin color in reference to blackness, taking 6 million years to form into his desired appearance, that of a black man. In this cosmological account, this god chose his skin color in reference to the blackness from which he had emerged. As his helpers, he created more. Hold on. According to the nation, the first God then created the sun and the planets. As his helpers, he created more black men, including a council of 24 imams, 12 greater and 12 lesser. Each of these imams takes a turn being God for one cycle each. This is the most dumbest bit of nonsense. How in the world does anybody believe this stupidity? It is the dumbest thing. It's like they make up these numbers. 15,000 years ago, the assembled scientists who had the knowledge of the future wrote their knowledge down in a text called the Mother Book. Parts of this, the NOI claims, have been given to humanity as the Torah, the Gospels, and the Quran. Wow. Anyway, we won't go into everything because it's not really necessary. Louis Farrakhan's views on white people, he said this, God says you're, and I quote, God says you're the real devil. And you blank sure are. Ain't another devil nowhere else. Ain't no use you get mad with me, white people. You are the devil, the only hell raiser on the earth. I'm not saying that you are responsible because you are made devil, but I'm not going to make a mistake in thinking that you can be made better through love. During the time when Malcolm X was a member and leader of the Nation of Islam, he preached that black people were genetically superior to white people, but were dominated by a system of white supremacy. Here's what they believe about the end times. Believing that humanity is currently living in the end times, it propounds a distinct eschatology drawing on the book of Revelation. So, in other words, they believe in black nationalism, separatism, all that kind of stuff. You know, we don't need to go into everything, but we'll get into the spooky stuff here in a second. And then I'll get out of here. But I want to take you to L. Ron Hubbard here. So this is the guy that Farrakhan recommends. Farrakhan recommends this guy. Okay? He says, well, this is the guy you should follow. Which is kind of strange, isn't it? Why would an avowed black man, one that was a black nationalist, why would he recommend and send people to L. Ron Hubbard? Because he was mind controlling them, that's why. Yes, Jack Parsons. Hubbard's life underwent a turbulent period. Who was Hubbard? He was the founder of that. Hubbard got connected with Crowley and Jack Parsons. In August of 1945, Hubbard moved into Pasadena mansion of John Jack Whitehead Parsons, a leading rocket propulsion researcher at the California Institute of Technology and a founder of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Parsons led a double life as an avid occultist and Thelemite. Thelemite, follower of the English ceremonial magician Aleister Crowley and leader of a lodge of Crowley's magical order Templi Orientis, the OTO. He let rooms in the house only to tenants who he specified should be atheist and those of the bohemian disposition. Hubbard befriended Parsons and soon became involved with Parsons' 21-year-old girlfriend, Sarah Betty Northrup. Despite this, Parsons was very impressed with Hubbard and reported to Crowley, Hubbard is a gentleman. He has red hair, green eyes, is honest and intelligent, and we have become great friends. He moved in with me about 2 months ago, and although Betty and I are still friendly, she has transferred her affection to Ron. Although he has no formal training in magic, he has an extraordinary amount of experience and understanding in the field. From some of this experience, deduced that he is in direct touch with some higher intelligence, possibly his guardian angel. He describes his angel as a beautifully winged woman with red hair, whom he calls the Empress, and who has guided him through his life and saved him many times. He is the most thelemic person I have ever met and is in complete accord with our own principles. He's a witch. Hubbard, whom Parsons referred to in his writing as Freighter H., became an enthusiastic collaborator in the Pasadena OTO. The two men collaborated on the Babylon Working, a sex magic ritual intended to summon an incarnation of Babylon, the supreme Thelemite goddess. It was undertaken over several nights in February and March of 1946 in order to summon an elemental who would participate in further magic. Parsons used his magical wand to whip up a vortex of energy so the elemental would be summoned. Translated to plain English, Parsons did something very dirty. The name of a spiritual advancement, while Hubbard referred to the scribe as in the diary. Scanned the astral plane for signs and visions. This is who these people are, by the way. Hubbard, whom Parsons referred to as writing as Freighter H, became The elemental arrived a few days later in the form of Marjorie Cameron, who agreed to participate in Parsons' rites. Soon afterwards, Parsons, Hubbard, and Sarah agreed to set up a business partnership, Allied Enterprises, in which they invested nearly their entire savings, the vast majority contributed by Parsons. The plan was for Hubbard and Sarah to buy yachts in Miami and sail them to the West Coast to sell for profit. The plan, The plan was permission to leave the country to visit Central and South America and China for the purpose of collecting writing material. In other words, undertaking a world cruise. Aleister Crowley strongly criticized Parsons' actions, writing, "Suspect Ron playing confidence trick. Jack Parsons, weak fool. Obvious victim, prowling swindlers." Parsons attempted to recover his money by obtaining an injunction to prevent Hubbard and Sarah leaving the country or disposing of the remnants of his assets. They attempted to sail anywhere but were forced back to port by a storm. A week later, Ally Enterprises was dissolved. Parsons received only $2,900 promissory note from Hubbard and returned home shattered. He had to sell his mansion to developers soon afterwards to recoup his losses. So a bunch of witches ripped each other off. Let's see. Hubbard authored a document called the Affirmations, also referred to as the Admissions. They consist of a series of statements by and addressed to Hubbard relating to various physical, sexual, psychological, and social issues. Anyway, so they were into psychiatric treatment, Scientology, what you would call sex magic, and a number of other things, all connected. But see, they all put this cover on, like the Elijah Muhammad and all these guys, that they were against all that. They were against fornication and all those other things, but they're not. They're all witches and devils. And the Bible shows us that what goes together with demons and spirits and devils is fornication. In the end times, fornication, right? You know, Hubbard was the one that was working with, Crowley, or not Hubbard, but Jack Parsons. This is Crowley's lamb. This is his UFO. This was their work. This is what they worked on. You know, Farrakhan believed that, you know, the mothership was going to take him home type thing, that he was going to, that he was sailing off in those things, right? Let's see. And by the way, that's the religion of Hollywood right now, the Church of Scientology. That's the connection there. They called up this lamb. They have this, or Crowley and the other guy calls us up. He's partners with him. They're all together. Then you have the phenomenon of the UFOs. You have that phenomenon of unidentified flying objects or aliens. Let's just say aliens. You know, you have that telepathy, that mind control, all those things merging together. They all work together. They're all pushing another gospel. Is it any wonder that most of the aliens that are seen and are devils, and most of them that are seen, most of them that are seen are just like lamb, kind of? It's all the same thing. All the same kingdom, all the same work. And these guys are preaching the same thing. Farrakhan also stated that Elijah Muhammad is alive and resident aboard the ship. The Nation teaches that the vessel, the Merkaba, what is that? Hoggard talks about that. Right? Talks about the Merkaba. This is what they're talking about. See the connection there? See the spirit there? See the work there? See what they believe in? All these cults tip their hat to Satan's kingdom. And they have a form of Christ. Right? They have a form of Christ. Don't they? Of course they do. That's what they believe. Right? He teaches, claiming that, let's go back. Central to its view of the apocalypse is a large spaceship known as the Wheel, the mother plane, or the mothership. Members usually refer to them with female pronouns. Elijah Muhammad described this as small human planet, claiming that it is a half mile by half mile in diameter. The Nation teaches that this vessel is the Merkaba. It teaches that Allah and many of the scientists live in a magnificent city on the mother plane from which Allah monitors humanity. Farrakhan also stated that Elijah Muhammad is alive and resident aboard the ship. The Nation teaches that there are also smaller vessels, baby planes, docked inside the mothership. The Nation teaches that a period of deteriorating interracial tensions will culminate in the apocalypse. Man, that door keeps swinging open, scaring me half to death, man. That wind keeps blowing it open. Stinking thing. Anyway, I got it open to get some air in here. It's like stuffy. And then if I turn the air conditioning on, then it's too cold. It's like too hot, too cold. I'm like one of the little bears, I think. Anyway. So, as you can see, Farrakhan, for instance, predicted the Gulf War of 1990 would spark it. So, he said, look what he says here. He's taught that the white ruling elite are aware of this forthcoming apocalypse, and that the U.S. exploration of space and the Strategic Defense Initiative are futile attempts to protect themselves against the mother plane. Wow. What's he doing? He's preaching on the gospel. His gospel. Isn't he? But look at that. He's right, though. There is an old white dominated order out there. It's the Pope's order. Of course it is. Absolutely, I believe that. Right? Teaches that Allah and many of his scientists live in a magnificent city on the mother plane. How about that? Wow. Farrakhan was initially highly critical of rap music because he argued it promoted sexual promiscuity. The nation stipulates its members should only marry other black people. It is claimed that having sex with white women emasculates black men. Birth control methods have been criticized in an attempt by the white establishment to lower the black birth rate. He's right! He's right about that! That's what it's designed to do. And I don't have a problem with him saying that that black people should only marry black people. I don't have a problem with him saying that. That's his opinion. He can have it. Although Farrakhan has stated support of abortion in cases of rape or incest, or where the women's life is endangered by the pregnancy, homosexuality is condemned by as immoral. Farrakhan, for instance, banned gay men from his Million Man March, bringing accusations of homophobia against him and the nation. But the biggest thing that you can see here is birth control methods have been criticized as an attempt by the white establishment to lower the black birth rate. He's right. He's right. But he hates white people. I know other black people that hold to those views that black people, save black people, shall only marry save black people. And in that case, I know some. But they don't hate white people, and they don't think they're better than them, and they don't want to see them die, and they don't think they're devils. They just believe that's what's right. I know a few God-fearing men that believe that, black men that believe that. So, anyway. But see, there's always a twist. There's always some kind of a twist in there. Some kind of a twist of evil in there. An air of superiority. There ain't no man alive better than any other man alive. We're all just a bunch of animated dirt in that sense. Right? So, I guess you know what gospel he preaches and what he believes. Right? That's what he believes. He believes the gospel of the new age. His Jesus is a different Jesus. His Jesus is another Jesus. Another gospel. So now, do you understand why this man did what he did? He followed another Christ, another gospel, and he was accursed. Masonic order. Satan's capstone, the Antichrist. You better make sure that the gospel that you believe is the one found in the scriptures, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sinners, that he was buried, and that he rose again, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh, and that you repent and believe the gospel. And it doesn't lead you to hate men. It leads you to love men. It doesn't lead you to want to kill your enemies. It leads you to love your enemies. It doesn't make you a bad neighbor. It makes you a good neighbor. It teaches you to love, not to hate. That's the gospel that we preach. All right, everybody. That's all I'm going to get into today here. But let's play a song here. And if you want to say hello, I certainly want you to say hi real quick. And then I'll take off here.
Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. My Lord, he calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal. steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. My Lord, He calls me. He calls me by the lightning. The trumpet sounds within of my soul. I ain't got long to stay. Steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay.
Praise the Lord. And I hope you're doing well out there. It's good to hear from all of you. And there's about 40 people on today, so praise the Lord for that. And praise the Lord for one of you being on here. That's okay with me. But as long as we can serve the Lord and get the truth out there to other people and try to help them. Brother Carl, I'm glad you like the Baptist history lessons. And I enjoy doing them. I really do. Lots of good feedback and lots of good understanding there for us to learn and to grow. Let's see. So if you want to keep up to date with us, we've got to put some more sermons online on YouTube that we didn't get on there. And all that, but we'll get some more on there. But if you, sermon-wise, listen to Wednesday, Saturday's broadcast. I did Slaying Goliath. I think that was Saturday. Victory in the spiritual, in spiritual warfare. I think that was Friday or Saturday. I mean, yeah, it was. And, you can keep up to date there. I just put the Spirit of Envy was Saturday. I just put that on. I just put that on sermon audio. So the Spirit of Envy is there. You can listen to that one. That's a good one to listen to. That'll really ding your bell. If you would like to give to our ministry, the Lord so leads you to do that. You can click on our sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley page. Click on Give. It's right there. Hit PayPal. It'll automatically take you there to our PayPal address. And you can put in your information. But our PayPal address is salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or PastorCooley@iCloud.com. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at either one of those email addresses. If you'd like to mail something to us, you can do that down here. All right? And if you need to talk or you would like to talk or something of that nature, email me at those. That's easier than phone calls. Because I can't keep up with phone calls very easily. So anyway, but I appreciate all your prayers. Please keep praying for us. Colds and other things that people get and all kinds of challenges along the way. But please pray for us to be healthy and to be safe and to be strong and that the Lord would bless the work that we do. And bless all the work that we do for Him and bless the move and bless the selling of the house and bless all of those things that we have coming up and to keep us all healthy and safe. We could use your prayers for that. And you know, that would be good. Pray for Dave. He's a little bit under the weather. And just pray for God to do some healing there for him and strengthen him and help him to be stronger in that and to get healthy and all that good stuff. All right, so keep us in prayer, and we'd appreciate it. God bless you all, and we will see you, Lord willing, on Wednesday. Okay, good. John Robinson, you've been listening for 5 years. I remember you. I know who you are. Amen, John. Brother John, good to hear from you. Hope you're doing well, and your lady Andrea, praise the Lord. I hope you're both walking in the Spirit and doing right and waiting for God to join you together, if that's his will, in holy matrimony. Amen. Anyway, God bless you all. Take care. I'm going to get out of here, and we'll talk.